Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively out of the roost in the home studio in the Zoom land, if you're watching on our WNST-TV channel, and out on Baltimore Positive. We are at Greenmount Station. Sign says so up on the wall. Chris Richards here from Greenmount Station, the owner. We're in Hampstead, Carroll County. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm hungry. Suddenly, I've been talking a lot about crab. I haven't eaten all day. So my wife said, you want some breakfast? Nah, I'm going to Greenmount Station. I'm going to figure something out up there. I'm going to get a fried and a broiled crab cake. And we're storytelling. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We'll be telling you more about that and the unfolding events. The first, we're in Towson at Nacho Mama's doing this show. Then on the 8th, we will be at Coco's down in Lauraville with our mayor, Brandon Scott. Right now, we are in Hampstead. Matt Collender joins us. He's a financial advisor here locally, but more than that, community spokesperson involved with Chris as well here. You know, Chris, I said to you, we're going to bring the show up. We're going to tell some local stories. I said, bring some people by doing some good stuff. So I want you to introduce Matt here a little bit. You had a lot of customers. Every time I've ever done the show up here, and I think we've done maybe 50 events here over the last 15 years, you've always had people here who come up and introduce themselves. They give me a card. They're local people. I live here. We've had the same faces, different faces, and all that. But this is a real community. I mean, people know each other here. That's the benefit of living in Hampstead, right?
I agree. That is the benefit of living in Hampstead. A lot of us know each other. Matt, believe it or not, I just met in the last probably year or so, right? I mean, yep. We've got some mutual friends that that come into the restaurant, and Matt does a lot for a couple that I'm very fond of. It's an older couple, but he's helped them out.
We're fighting. We're
numerous
on the
times.
List.
But,
on the list.
Yeah.
All so, right. Well,
we're on the list to help.
Where are you from, Matt?
Well, originally, I'm from New Jersey, but I moved here 17 years ago.
They say you escaped. That's what we say.
Well, yeah, they say we escaped, but you get here, it's like I'm new. I've been here 17 years, but you've got generations of people that live in this community that really make it special and what it is. But yeah, I've been here 17 years.
You live in Hampstead 17 years.
Yeah, 17 years. I got three kids.
Why'd you wind up here from New Jersey?
How? Oh, God. Long story. You're talking about crab cakes. I was a commercial fisherman a long time ago, and then I moved into Baltimore.
See, this is why this is when the show gets interesting. So you literally know something about the seafood industry.
I do.
So
I
when
do.
He starts talking about Venezuelan crab and Maryland crab and $60 a year,
you're familiar with this. I was out there. All right. We were getting scallops, actually, back in the day. Then I realized, I'm like, hey, there's no women on this boat.
Coming
to Baltimore, I met my wife, which was an amazing blessing thing. I used to be a teacher on the west side of Baltimore for several years.
City or county?
City, in Calverton Middle School.
What'd you teach?
I taught math to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. Did you teach algebra?
No.
I'm out on algebra. I'm still trying to learn algebra 1. They were trying to spoof me algebra 2. I don't know. Math. You know, I'm good with math, algebra. Yeah. You put letters in there. Letters shouldn't go with numbers.
I know what you mean. It can get a little
confusing. They confuse a kid from Dundalk, you know. Yeah. I'm not good with that. So math teacher winds up here now.
Yes, exactly. We moved out here. We're raising a family, and there's no better place to bring a family and raise them than in Hampstead / Manchester. Right now, we're sitting underneath a wall that Chris is an amazing guy. He honors this community like you wouldn't believe. These are the Hall of Fame for North Carroll High School, which is just amazing.
So the wall behind us here, I can show you this, absolutely. And so for you with what you're trying to do here and the community, give me a little background. Chris, you invited, we have activists here making things happen.
Yeah,
right?
So we're making things happen in the community.
Well, give me the North Carroll story first off.
Well, North Carroll is just kind of the centerpiece of Hampstead for many, many years.
Well, yeah, I graduated from North Carroll in 1990. The school closed in 2000.
I'm not sure exactly. I think it was 5 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah, like 2016, is that
16?
Right?
16, okay.
And it was devastating. You know, people were just, that had been a part of the school, just couldn't understand it. There were people outside. The newspapers were involved. There was a lot of
angst. I remember this. You know, I remember being up here during that period of time. It was when my wife was battling, and I remember coming up, and I covered a game at North Carroll High School. Oh, I covered a basketball game, probably 87 or 88. I made the drive up here. Well, I covered high schools. I mean, I covered high schools 84, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And I've been in every community once because of what I've done for a living. So I remember being here. But, man, Until you brought it up, I hadn't thought of it. It's 35 years ago that I came up here.
So anyways, it was kind of dormant for a while. So I just kept kind of asking people, hey, what's going on with the school? What's going on with the school? And it turns out that we connected some people that are going to turn the school into a, well, this is what's proposed. They haven't settled on it yet, and I don't have all the information, but I do know that they're turning it into an athletic complex for sports, which is great because this place is great for sports.
That's why Timmy can get his daughter playing softball, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So it's a good spot, and then the school itself lends to many other activities. So we have a theater group that's in there now that took over this theater, and they're the resident theater group. They're putting on plays every month, it seems, and they're going to do a great Christmas Carol this winter.
Let me know when they do Pippin. I'll come up and see Pippin.
All right.
They're fantastic.
Absolutely.
Those are my favorite shows.
And then the town is communicating with the new owners, and they were able to put on the fire hall.
The carnival.
The carnival. So it was a gigantic carnival, and especially with COVID, it was great to get everybody out.
Right.
And so, I also volunteer with the boosters, and we had a dunk tank there, so I was in the dunk tank getting dunked.
Did they dunk Chris or no?
No, I tried to get him.
I did the dunk tank once in Ocean City for the Ravens Roost.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Billick got in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, people were just...
That's great.
It was kind of like the scene in Grease. Remember Rizzo? Yeah.
It was amazing. We had the coaches, like the football coach was up on the dunk tank, and the kids were throwing the balls to get them in there, but then we had them on Facebook Live. So people were going online, watching Facebook Live.
Yeah, I'll pay a dollar for Chris to throw it.
Yeah, so they were funding the kids, and it was great. And we raised thousands of dollars, and you talk about bringing money back to the school and how it helps the kids. It directly goes towards uniforms and equipment that the athletic director is able to use up at the school.
One thing y'all got going on up here is when I mention Hampstead to people, they bristle at pride, right?
Like,
raised my family here, great community, best community. Like, I love that. You thought that about Catonsville till you left, right? Yeah, absolutely. I get that in Catonsville too, right? I mean, I'm from Dundalk, and I'll talk about the poop plant, and it did smell there the other day. But you can't do it. You don't talk bad about my community. But there really is a pride up here.
And people really care about people. So part of the way that Chris and I met is he was saying he's got some customers that he loves, and the guy's kind of old,
Okay.
And so we're on the list if he falls down and they need some help to come out to his house. I mean, that's how much we care about people.
Neighbors looking out for each other.
That's exactly right. So I always tell Chris, I said, I'm higher on the list than you.
Mom was 98, and the neighbors kept an eye on her in Dundalk because
that's
the way the neighborhood was.
And that's the way we operate.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're up here in Hampstead. We're at Greenmount Station, living the good life in Carroll County. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Crab cakes are good here.
The crab cakes are amazing. Yeah.
Well, that's what lured me in here, for all this. But then there's all this community stuff that you've been doing for all these years. And, I mean, we talk about the magician coming in and doing balloons here. For your business, getting it back to normal, how close to normal is it at this point for the things you want to do? I noticed one thing. You have outdoor seating.
Yeah. The bar patio has been great. People love it. And, if you look back when this is finally all over or through it all, I think that's one of the main things that you're going to see that you wouldn't have seen before. I mean, it might have been something we always thought about doing. But
who would sit out there? It's too hot. It's too cold. There's bugs. Who would sit outside? If you did it, everybody would now, right?
Yeah. Well, now it's like, and we've done a good job with it. We got an awning over top of it. There's TVs out there. There's heaters out there. There's music. And it's a pretty cool atmosphere out there. And without COVID, that would have never happened. I mean, I'm 99% sure that wouldn't have happened, or it wouldn't have happened anytime soon, just because there's so many other things going on.
I had Jackie McCusker, and this is a good plug for her and Scunny, Nacho Mamas. I had her on last year, and we're going to be there next week with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. She gave me a line, and I used it, and someone was offended by it, of course, because it's the way it is. But we were 30 minutes talking about her business and her losing her husband and all of these things from years ago, and we were in the middle of COVID. This was probably January of this year, I think. It was earlier this year because it was long into it. And she talked about the blessings of COVID. And that was like an offensive term to someone. I get it. But I get it that there are no blessings in a plague. But there was a plague. It's real and it's over with. And at some point when you survive it, you have to look back on it and say, all right, What do we learn here? What did we take that was a bad thing and made it better? And that would be a blessing of COVID. You know, to your point, I think everyone was challenged in some unique way. And for people like you that came here and had Nick's Pizzeria 30 years ago and turned it into, I think I can make it this and I think I can make this better. There's always, you talked about your bar and having to redo things. You're always trying to make things better when you're running a business, right? Like, and you're always trying to make a community better, you know, at its heart.
Like the electronic sign, that was a great community thing. Manchester Valley High School didn't have an electronic sign for the school. It's the only high school in Carroll County that didn't have one. So the school didn't have the money for it, so we started a committee, we raised some money, and we did business expos for several years.
What's it cost to put a sign up? Like, seriously, it sounds to me like, how expensive could that be?
This sign, well, when you started looking at it, it's how close the pixels are together and everything. We wanted the best quality.
Yeah, you wanted to say arts craft show this weekend or, you know, theater this night or come see the basketball team play Friday at 8.
So the sign that we...
Beat Liberty, right?
Originally, it was $25,000. And I said, you know what? That sounds like a lot of money. We were raising money. But then I started looking at the specs, and it was at the low end of the spectrum. So I said, you know, are we going to do that for the kids or are we going to go for the $50,000?
Oh, boy.
So that's what we did. We raised $50,000 for a sign for these kids, and it's gonna, the facilities people have the money now, and they're gonna put it up as soon as they can.
I love the way you delivered that, like Jerry Lewis. You're like, 25, that's not, we're gonna do 50. Hey, give me a timpani.
Let's go all the way. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what we're about here in Hampstead. I mean, I don't know if you see this other picture here, but we are world class. This is Katie Zafaris, who just won.
She won the bronze medal in the women's triathlon this past July. And then
she won. Well, let's
get
her on the program here. That's what you got to do.
What, we're not good enough?
She's competing.
What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to get the show better. We're trying to make things better.
I got Jerry Lynn.
Right, there you go.
Well, she is, I know she's competed like the seven straight weeks after the Olympics. She's competed every week. So she's out of town. Plus, she doesn't live here in...
But she did for a while.
Yeah, she went to North. She graduated from North Carroll.
Yeah, and she taught swimming. My kids were in the pool when she was teaching.
Yeah,
it's a good connection.
Great family.
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming by. Matt Collender's here. He is a financial advisor, but more than that, lifting the community here, man, and eating good crab cakes as well.
Yeah.
Chris Richards is here. We got more guests coming up. You want to tell the story about the mayor, or because we were going to have the mayor, and then we had a COVID issue, and we're going to talk about this city, right? Because it's important. We have real leadership here.
Absolutely.
Jim's here. He's coming up next. Town of Hampstead. Let's see. Assistant Zoning Administrator. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
Want to bring him in here?
It's happy hour
here. We'll just pass
it over. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are in Greenmount Station in Hampstead. Back for more on Baltimore Positive right after this.